AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone. Your journey. Our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com. And by Hyundai. New thinking, new possibilities.
Hello and welcome to AutoLine Daily. You know, in yesterday's show, we told you that Toyota would be moving a big chunk of its U.S. headquarters out of California and into Texas. Later, Toyota divulged more information, and it turns out it's moving its entire headquarters to Dallas, Texas. It's a move that stunned employees, many of whom were very proud to be living in Southern California, and many of them felt that being in California, which is such a diverse and trend-setting state, helped explain a good part of Toyota's success in the American market. For the time being, Toyota will keep its Kelty Design Studio and TRD Racing operations in California, but just about everything else is going to end up in Texas. Volkswagen released its earnings for the first quarter, and the numbers are breathtaking. It sold 2.4 million vehicles worldwide. That's up over 5%. Its revenue came to more than $66 billion, up almost 3%. It delivered an operating profit of more than $4 billion, and it put nearly $3.5 billion to the bottom line. Let me put that last number in perspective. Volkswagen's net profit for the first 3 months of this year was nearly as much as General Motors made for all of last year. And remember, last year, GM was not affected by those recalls. You've all heard of luxury coach builders like Bertone and Pininfarina, but have you ever heard of Mansory? Established in 1989, Mansory works on everything from Audis to Ferraris. And here's its take on a Lamborghini Aventador, a version it calls Carbonado, thanks to the massive amounts of carbon fiber that drape this car. And just take a look at the wild weave that resembles a stealth bomber. Mansory removes the original body panels and fabricates new ones, even dyeing the carbon fiber threads to get colorful weaves like you've never seen before. But it isn't just about the aesthetics of a car. In 2007, it purchased Porsche tuning specialist Rinspeed, which is helping to turn out some pretty wicked machines. The Carbonado is rated at 1,250 horsepower. That's only a mere 550 horsepower above stock, and it also adds nearly 400 foot-pounds of torque. And if you must know, the Carbonado sells for about $1.66 million. That's only about $1.2 million more than the Aventador it started with. Google's autonomous cars have currently logged nearly 700,000 test miles, but most of that time was spent navigating freeways. Now it's looking to master city streets, which are much more complex. It improved its system by creating new software models of what the vehicle can expect. Everything from a car stopping at a red light to a car blowing right through it. So far, Google has only been testing on the city streets of its hometown in Mountain View, California, which means a lot more testing needs to be done. But here's an interesting insight. Google says that thousands of situations on city streets that would have stumped them only 2 years ago can now be navigated easily. So far, Google is not backing away from its claim that its autonomous technology will be showroom ready by 2017. Chevy announced pricing for its new small commercial van, the City Express. The base model carries a starting price just under $23,000, but that's nearly $2,000 more than the vehicle that it's based on, the Nissan NV200. And while Chevrolet has a lot more dealers than Nissan does, this sure gives Nissan a huge pricing advantage. Coming up next, as the Northern Hemisphere transitions into the summer months, we need to look at why it's so important to keep the proper AC charge in your vehicle.
The new Sonata from Hyundai.
Over the years, air conditioning systems have become more and more efficient, but it means that keeping the proper charge is now more important than ever. Here's Sean McElroy with the report on why.
Autoline Garage is brought to you by Bridgestone. Your journey, our passion.
Over time, all air conditioning systems will lose some of their charge. Most people don't notice until there's a drop in temperature coming from the vents, but it does happen. And it's very important to maintain the proper charge for overall system performance, and because the refrigerant carries the oil that lubricates the compressor, most of all with the cars today. And that's because, like any other component that's been around as long as air conditioning has, automakers have found a way to make the system more efficient, so they're now using less refrigerant. Some small cars only use 3/4 of a pound of refrigerant. 10 years ago, it would have been around 1.5 pounds, meaning a slightly low charge on some vehicles today now constitutes a much larger percentage of the overall system charge. Although, at least it's easy enough to have the system recharged, and it's not too expensive. In some cases, it's less expensive to just top off the charge every year than it is to repair the leak, because AC repairs can cost thousands. Which brings me to my next tip. Don't use AC fix in a can. The commercials make them look easy to use and work perfectly all the time. But they use a sealer mixed into the refrigerant, which, as you can see by this cross-section of a condenser fin, just how small the passages are that the mixture has to pass through, and how easy it would be to clog up. Not to say that it will, but if it does, you're left footing a hefty bill. Which always surprised me that you don't see more dealer commercials saying the same thing. And one reason why it's so important to properly maintain your air conditioning system. For Autoline Garage, I'm Sean McElroy.
Thanks for that report, Sean. Hey, be sure to join us Thursday night for Autoline After Hours, when our guest will be Jim Dollinger, a salesman who claims to have sold more Buicks than anyone else in history, and who says he's got a plan that could greatly boost GM sales and market share. And that ought to be a great show. But right now, we're out of time. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.